Welcome to
House of Whimsical Terror.
I'm Esther.
I'm Mary.
And we're coming to you from Tucson, Arizona.
We're telling real stories of the fantastical.
And all of our stories are true or told to us as true.
Occasionally, we alter names to protect privacy.
And we do the same for some of the places.
Today's story is
The Old Hitchhiking Cowboy. I love this story. We have a very, very amazing guest who
yes.
I love because she's my beautiful, perfect, talented niece, Athena Blue of the band Blue and the Boys.
Yeah.
She's also, as many of you know, because we've talked about it before, is the composer and performer of our intro, outro music.
That's right.
And she's a dancer and an actor and an amazing storyteller. And this is a great story about her
super
ex.
Excited.
Welcome, Athena.
I'm super excited. Yeah. Welcome. Thank you so much for doing this with us.
Well, thanks for having me back. I'm excited to share this story with you.
All right.
Okay, well, so, yeah, as you said, this story is about my ex. So, He's a very interesting character, I will say.
Yes.
He's a country artist. He's, you know, he's a really talented singer and mm-hmm. guitar player. Just a fun guy overall. You know, he's pretty well known for his character.
Yeah, very friendly, charming in a good way. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, I guess, we got to go back pretty far into his lore, into his history a little bit,
okay.
And his family history and everything. So he is the grandson of Roger McGuinn of the Byrds.
Interesting.
His name was Jim McGuinn. And so he's got, you know, these like psychedelic country roots to him and everything,
That's
which is
great.
Yeah, pretty cool for him. And his family is actually really, really cool. His mother is, she's a Reiki healer and she's a very spiritual woman. And she's got a lot of really cool connections in the, you know, spiritual community and everything.
That's wonderful.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. So Jim, he's kind of gone through some phases. And before I knew him, people were calling him James. You know, which is also his name. So he was kind of dressing very, like, 80s. I like to say vaporwave, but he hates when people say that. So he kind of, you know, he had all these VHS tapes in his house with him, with a good friend of his, who I'm actually friends with. He would, you know... He had, like, a lot of friends and parties. He'd make, like, videos and films. And, you know, he's very, you know, he's a well-known guy. He's very, like, fun and eccentric. So he had this sort of James persona, like, back then. Mm-hmm. And this was, you know, like, college years. He didn't go to college, but it was, like, he was partying with all his college friends and everything.
Right.
That was kind of... you know, an era. And then I met him at the Country Classics concert at the Gaslight Theater where I used to work. I was the house manager that night for this concert. And there's a table reserved for the performer, like for their family. And that table showed up late, you know, so I'm like, oh, are they going to be here or not? You know, cause I have to keep track of who's coming in and
that's right.
getting seated and everything. You know, I'm waiting for them and he shows up, you know, late and I'm like, oh, like I know exactly which table you're at. Hey, you know, when we get you to your seats, let me like check the seating chart. And I was a little bit starstruck because I had already seen him before in my friend's Instagram videos and everything. So,
okay.
So I recognized him and it took me a moment, but I realized, oh, I've seen this guy in some short shorts in a video, you know, music video or something, you know, with his like crazy hair and everything. And so I turned to him and I said, oh, hey, like you're, you know, friends with this person I know. He's like, yeah, you know, that's my best friend. So we kind of got chatting and then that's kind of how we started dating. But, yeah, he was very countryfied at this time, you know, you know, wearing like his whole suit and his getup and his cowboy hat. And he has, you know, these, aviator, prescription glasses that are tinted and, and then he goes and sits down and he's like, oh, can I get a beer?
just for our listeners out there, Athena did this whole mimic. It was really funny. She's got her fist on her hip and she's on her thigh. She's like, can I get, I can't, yeah. It's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah. So he goes, yeah. You know, can I get a beer? And I'm not serving, at this time I was the house manager, so I really shouldn't have taken his order. I should have just gone straight to the server. But
you were starstruck.
But I was starstruck, and I just thought, you know.
You had to fangirl all the way to the bar.
It's just like, right. Of course I'll get you a beer, you know. you know, like, size, this is our menu. And got my light out and everything. I normally would not do that. But, you know, it resulted in a long, like, loving relationship. Right. So, yeah, so... You know, that's kind of my introduction to him. And then I went and talked, you know, when I'm house managing too, I go around during intermission and I'm like, how's everyone doing? Your food okay? You enjoying the show? I made it a point to make sure I got to his table though. Yeah. And we talked a little and he's like, oh yeah, like what's your name? Even though I was wearing a name tag. he's like, well, I'm Jim. And, so, you know, that's our introduction. So I think that's like a good backstory of, you know, just kind of first impression of this guy. So, yeah. And then we kind of started hanging out after that, you know, we had a really good relationship, but anytime I had talked to, anyone about him, you know, like that didn't currently know him, they're like, oh, you mean James, like, you know, kind of like, he used to be this very different person.
Right. So everyone knew him. His name was James. He was born James. Mm-hmm. Everyone called him James. He had a very specific personality and lots of friends who knew him.
Right, right. And he's still, you know, he's still a very social guy, like very loved and everything. So he still has lots of friends, but now they're all sort of a different country vibe, I guess.
Yeah.
So, and that was who he was with. He was with his, you know, like his other musician, like kind of more country-esque friends. The concert was really good, actually. There's some really good country classics in there. That's, you know, cool. Neon Moon and everything. Yeah. So let's see. Or two next. So yeah, we were dating for a while. And then one day he told me this story about how he went and saw some shamans. So, you know, he was going through, you know, a hard time in his life and he needed some, like, cleansing. And his mom being a very spiritual person, a regular healer, she knows a lot of people in that community. She's like, you know, I know some shamans. Let me get you hooked up with some shamans and we're going to, you know, like, get you a little cleansing done. So he goes and gets the cleansing done and they, you know, open up his soul or whatever they do, you know, they kind of...
They do their shaman thing.
Yes, yeah. Exactly, precisely. So, and then they tell him, you know, like, your energy is very susceptible right now to other energies. So be really wary of where you go. And this is still kind of in that James era, I think, when this is happening.
And it's a warning. They're like,
right,
a gentle warning. Yeah. Come home, be, you know, present with yourself.
Find a way to stay psychically safe.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Like that, you know, be in your own, you know, energy. Try not to let other people influence, like, you know, this cleansing that you just got. Yeah, be careful where you go. But he decides to go to this bar in town called the Bay Horse. Oh.
a cool bar, but it's kind of divey.
Pretty divey and fabulous.
Yeah, and everybody knew him at that bar as, like, you know, he had a brick phone at the time, and a lot of people have talked to me about this brick phone, including Jim. but it's, like, you know, a very staple item that he had. You know, it's just kind of, like...
Very old school.
Yeah, old school. And it, like, he loves that old school stuff, so that's kind of, you know... I guess another point I didn't mention is just, like, more of his country roots. Like, some of his family's from Tennessee. He was in the Tucson Boys Chorus, which is, you know, they do a lot of, like, cowboy songs and things like that. So he has, like, that sort of, like, in his roots. Mm-hmm. So he goes to the Bay Horse, you know, he meets up with some friends, and...
This is after his shamanistic cleansing.
Right after, right?
Right, yeah, it's like, I'm gonna go have a beer at the bar, right? Yeah. Well, he wasn't, you know... Anyway, so he goes, has a beer, meets up with friends. They're like, oh my gosh, like, you're like glowing. Like, you have this, like, aura about you right now.
It,
like,
was obvious.
Yeah, it was, like, so clear that he just, you know, got this really, you know, specific
deep
energy
spiritual
cleansing.
Spiritual experience.
Right, exactly. So, so people noticed. And then, you know... Some time had passed or whatever. Like, I think he felt it in that moment too, but then some time had passed and he started, from what I understand, he started kind of getting more into this, like, cowboy aesthetic, like 70s cowboy aesthetic, very, like, you know, the hair and the glasses and the suit and, like, the shoes, like the boots and everything.
The mustache.
He's got, like, this, he had this really cool van, 70s like van.
He looks like he walked out of the 70s. He doesn't look like someone dressing like they're in the 70s.
He looks like the incarnation of
He looks like someone, he looks like people that I knew in the 70s. He looks he doesn't look like he's ironically dressing. He doesn't look like.
No.
Yeah.
It's very,
like, you know, like people dress up for Halloween. I'm going to dress up in the 70s. No.
No. It's
he literally
authentic.
Looks like it's shocking how 70s he looks.
And he's very comfortable in his skin.
It goes with, you know, his energy. Yeah. And he, you know, he gets vintage clothes. Like, he's very prideful about, you know, his attire and, like, that it's authentically 70s. His house has, like, a bar, like, a, you know, fancy bar with a leather front. And he's got, like, some lamps that are very, like, 70s and, you know, some mushroom stuff around the house, you know, that kind of, like...
Very 70s.
Orange and,
like, it's a whole... It's his lifestyle.
Right, exactly.
Like, you would have been attracted to if you were in the 70s and it was stylish at that time, and that's what you would want.
Yeah, exactly. It's very, like, not typical, but, yeah, very attractive, stylish fashion statement back then. So he really embraced that. And he looks cool, you know? He's got a great style. That's something that really drew me to him, too. It was like, oh, I love this guy's style. Like, he looks awesome. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of, like, sort of, like, going through this sort of transformation, and his accent starts to get more Southern, as it goes on. So I met him kind of in the depth of this, right? But, yeah, so he's telling me this story, and then he says, okay, like, he ended up having to go through, like, he was going through some other stuff in his life, and then his mom decided to do, like, a healing for him at this time, and, you know, breathing, healing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then she says, Jim, you know, it's really strange. Like, I'm sensing that you have this spirit inside of you. And it's, I think you picked it up on that one night. And, it's this old cowboy, this old, like, cowboy, you know, and he's really wise. He's very, you know, fun, but he's not a great influence.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Jim, like, he drinks a lot. So that's kind of part of that influence. And, you know, being picked up at a bar, it's like pretty apparent that, alcoholism was involved there. So, I'm pretty sure that that's where Jim was, you know, birthed in a way. Not birthed, but, you know.
But yeah, but
rebirthed. Yeah.
But some old cowboy would prefer, maybe, would prefer Jim to James.
Right.
And, uh-huh. Yeah, and that particular bar is an old bar, right?
Doubles. Yeah, I think it's an old bar, and it is one of the older bars.
It's one of the old town bars. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's like, you know, the Bay Horse, so it's very, you know, West country themed, cowboy themed. And
mm-hmm. So some old guy,
some old cowboy spirit just took advantage of his sensitivity that day after his shamanic cleansing.
So he's got an old cowboy hitchhiking, an old, probably hard drinking cowboy hitchhiking on that day.
Yep. And he's been, you know, drinking since too young of an age, and has gone through like all these different, you know, like country experiences and everything like that. But it sort of like shifted pretty quickly, I think, around this time. So,
wait, so think about this, if you were an old cowboy spirit hanging out, that's who you're going to look for. That's who you're going to jump on. And
as a vibrant young man.
Yeah. And start
so that
to,
I can, yeah,
merge. Yeah. And, yeah. Merge. Yeah.
Like integrate. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Wow, that is
that's remarkable.
And now he's living back in Tennessee, and like he's from there, he's born there, but he lived in Tucson for most of his life. But now he's back there playing music and
he's happy,
living it up. He's got some really cool songs out. Mop Me Up is a good one.
All right, shout it out.
That was fun.
Yeah. And if he has videos, we can put them on our. On our
for sure
Facebook.
Yeah. And he has a video about being an alcoholic, so that one's pretty good.
Right.
With this weird puppet that I hate.
All right. Scary puppets.
We like the scary puppets.
So, and he gave you permission to tell us this story, which is super cool of him.
Thank you, Jim.
And he and his hitchhiking cowboy gave him permission. I'm totally amazed, and I think it's great that he is, you know, able to express himself and his spirit.
Right. No, I agree with that, and I think he doesn't take this whole situation as like not seriously, but I really think that this is what happened.
What's going on.
And I don't know if it phases him in the same way. He just kind of told me the story like passively one day, but I don't know. There's something about it.
We'll never know.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Right. So,
or maybe we will one day.
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe
one day the cowboy will leave and we'll go back to James.
Well, it's super cool that he was willing to let us share some of his experiences through you. And and I appreciate you taking the time to share that with our listeners.
Yeah, thanks for letting me share
it. And I hope that we get some videos of him. So
of Jim McGuinn. Thank you so much, Jim.
Maybe Blue and the Boys.
Oh, that's too. Yeah, we've got all these musicians that we're telling stories
that's
about.
That's right. So,
well, I have some fun, scary songs that I can probably share too.
Yes.
So, we would be happy
some covers
to post
and
those.
Some stories that I've written too. So.
Oh, yeah. You were
fantastic.
Great stories.
Yeah.
Athena read us a really wonderful story in the event. So if you go back to House of Whimsical Terror, the event,
that episode,
you can hear her story and her beautiful voice.
And we did perform that song with you know, with the band, so they were underscoring like underneath me with some creepy sound effects stuff like that at our Halloween show last year. So
awesome. So you have video that we can
have a video of that, but we can make one.
Yes.
All right. Let's do it.
I'll talk to the boys. I'm sure they'd be happy to.
All right.
Yeah, that'd be great. Right. So we can put it on our Facebook.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you again and thank everyone for joining us. I hope you guys will look forward to seeing some items on our Facebook. And also, please come back and listen to more stories and share them. And for now, so long, good friends. Until next time, when we meet back at the house.